With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump signed a bill ending a brief government shutdown.
The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell's been hospitalized.
The 83-year-old McConnell was hospitalized Monday night for evaluation after experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend. A spokesperson said, in an abundance of caution, his prognosis is positive and he is grateful for the excellent care he is receiving. The former longtime Senate leader and now senior senator remains in regular contact with staff and looks forward to returning to Senate business. That's according to his office.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. President Trump says he and Colombian President Gustavo Petro held friendly talks in the Oval Office.
Just a few weeks after calling Petro a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States, Donald Trump welcomed his counterpart to the White House. After 2 hours of talks focused on drug trafficking, the president said he thought Petro was terrific, and the Colombian leader said they both came away with a positive and optimistic view.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 166 points, the NASDAQ dropped 336, the S&P down 58. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on heaven and hell, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition called GAFCON say it's time to make a final break of what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen, and some individual churches aren't saying anything. SRN News. Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on the story.
D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace Iger went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and a weakening financial performance. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Small Business Administration said in a policy note that green card holders won't be allowed to apply for SBA loans effective March 1st. The move's the latest by the SBA. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.